guys to, but you can address yourself on a general basis, is what is Christian consciousness movement?
Sir, this photograph will go on? Let it be finished, otherwise attention will be there.
On the photograph, I'd like to introduce the founder, Acharya, spiritual master of the entire Krishna consciousness movement, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who founded this movement in 1966, coming here to America from Calcutta. Now His Divine Grace has very kindly once again come to San Francisco to lead us in this holy Rath Yatra Jagannath Cart parade. And we will ask Him the questions that you have written down, and He will answer those questions like that. So the first question, Srila Prabhupada, is what is this Krishna consciousness movement?
Yes. Krishna consciousness movement means that every one of us is in some type of consciousness. I am American, I am Indian, and it is my property. America is my property, India is my property. But we say that everything is Krishna's property. Krishna is the Krishna or God. When you say Krishna, you mean God. God is the original propriety. And He is therefore the supreme enjoyer, and He is everyone's friend. If we understand these three things, then we become peaceful. If all the nations in the United Nations Assembly accept that everything belongs to God, then their quarrel between one nation to another nation immediately stops. The present fighting is that 200 years ago the Americans were mostly in Europe. Now they have migrated and claiming America is there. So we think always that all land belongs to God. Just like this big ocean. Who has created this ocean? Man has not created. Therefore, if God has created, then God is the proprietor. Take land, water, these are the material elements. Who has created such vast sky? That is also material. So we think in that way and try to find out the answer from authoritative sources. That is Krishna consciousness.
How do you view the spiritual change which is coming in America?
America or any other part of the world, we are all spiritual beings. We cannot be satisfied only with the bodily necessities of life. Naturally, there is question, what I am. I am simply this body or something else. That question naturally comes in human mind. That is very good. A dog cannot think like that. Therefore, in the human life, it is necessary to question what I am, why I am put into miserable conditions of life. I do not want it, but it is forced upon me. If there is any remedy, what is that remedy? These questions are very big questions. So unless a human being is awakened to this question, he is no better than animal.
Having on the Christian Judaic culture or the traditional religious culture?
We are speaking of religion. Religion means to know God and to love God. So does the Christian, Jewish religious system deny this? Then where is the difference? If Christian religion is meant for understanding God and try to love Him, the same thing we are preaching, the same thing Jewish religion may be preaching. And where is that religion who denies the supremacy of God? Where is that? What is that religion? Is there any religion in the world who denies the supremacy of God? We say religion means the laws given by God. This is our definition. Therefore we must know what is God, what are His orders, and we must carry out the order, and what is the end of carrying out such order. If we try to understand these three or four things, then we are religious. If there is no attempt to understand what is God and what is His order and how we are acting, what is the goal of our life, then where is religion? That is not religion. Religion means these four principles. What is God? What we are? What is our relationship with God? And act accordingly and achieve the goal of life. This is it. So any religious system which does not consider all these things, that is not religion. That has been explained in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, koitava. Koitava means cheating. Religion means these things. Wherever these things are there, that is religion. These enquiries. This is the subject matter of Vedānta Sutra, where it is said, athāta brahma jignāsa. Now the human life is meant for inquiring about the Supreme. So that is religion.
Would you comment on opposition to the Hare Krishna movement in this country?
No, why they should oppose? What is the reason? If they are Christian or Jewish religious men, so we are advocating chant the holy name of God. So why there should be objection? Is there any reason for such objection? What is the objection?
Some of the objections are that the followers of the Hare Krishna sect
are on the streets or in the airports are bothering people.
The airport itself is a botheration. So much sound, so much accident. So why this little botheration they cannot tolerate? That means intolerance. It is full of botheration, and because we are chanting, they very much disturbed. We don't chant in the airport, but we ask people that here is a big, very good book. You'll benefit. If you like, you can take. So what is wrong there? Tell me, what is wrong? If I give you something very nice, is that, wrong? You read any book, we have got 50 books, you find out any fault in that. If I am distributing something, bad literature, which is against the social welfare, then you can object. But you see, bring all our books here, and you will see, any page you open, and you will find something good. Why you are denying to distribute such literature for the benefit of the people in general? What is the wrong there?
One of the things that people say is that the devotees are asking for donations, not just distributing books, but asking for money. But that's a bother.
But he pays. If he feels botheration, why does he pay? One who feels botheration, he does not pay. But one who thinks that, yeah, here's a nice book, all right, let me take it. Why you take this botheration? If it is botheration, how they're purchasing? They're paying their money, hard-earned money. Do you think they're bothered at the same time they pay? These are all manufactured things.
Could you tell me how much you do derive from the airport solicitations in the United States?
That I do not know. But we sell, on the whole, about $300,000 worth of books every month.
At airports alone?
I do not know.
San Francisco, we distribute 1,000 of these magazines per day.
What is the budget of the movement in the United States annually? How much do you need to operate? Our program is, whatever collection is there, half we spend for our establishment. We have got about more than 100 centers all over the world. And half we spend for reprinting the books, that's all.
How many members in the United States? I'm told 2,000, is that correct? Approximately.
That they can say.
Well, our published figures worldwide membership are 10,000. How much of that is in the United States? We don't need that to be
joking now. Well, I did a story on this movement 5 years ago, and the figure at that time was 2,000 in the United States.
It is increasing.
It is increasing.
Oh, yes. Definite.
I said that the worldwide figure is 10,000.
Yes, I understood.
Oh, sorry.
Could you tell me how old you are?
He wants to know your age.
After 1 month, I'll be 80.
80?
80 years.
What will happen?
I was born in 1896. Now you can calculate.
What will happen to the movement in the United States when you die?
I'll never die. I shall leave for my books, and he will utilize.
Are you training a successor?
Yes. My Guru Maharaj is there. Where is my photo of Guru Maharaj? Okay. Here it is.
is the Hare Krishna movement not engaged in social protest?
We are the best social worker. People are fools and rascals. We are teaching them nice idea of God consciousness. We are the best social worker. We'll stop all crimes. What is your social work? Producing hippies and criminals. That is not social work. Social work means the population must be very peaceful, wise, intelligent, God-conscious, first-class man. That is social work. If you produce some fourth-class, fifth-class, tenth-class of man, what is social work? We are producing that. Just see, you are first-class man. They do not have any bad habit, illicit sex, intoxication, meat-eating, gambling. They are all young men. They are not addicted to all these things. This is social work.
They want to know what will be the political effect of the Hare Krishna movement.
Everything will be polished if Hare Krishna movement is taken. Just Shastri Bhakti Bhagavata Kinchana Sarvaiganai Tattva Samasatesu. If this God consciousness is spread, then everyone will be brilliantly qualified. And without God consciousness, the so-called education, as we are discussing in the morning, there is no value in it. Simply they are talking. What is the subject matter we are talking?
Psychology this morning.
The result is the students are falling down from the tower in disappointment. And they are protected with glass.
In the bell tower on Berkeley campus, students in the 60s would jump from that tower to kill themselves. So they put glass there to stop the students from jumping. So Prabhupada was explaining that is their education, that they're, after getting their education, they have to jump to commit suicide.
This is not education. Vidya dadati namrata. Educated means he is humble, gentle, sober, full of knowledge, practical application in life of knowledge, tolerant, control of the mind, control of the senses. That is education. What is this education?
Are you attempting to form a college?
Yes. That is my next attempt, that we shall educate according to classification, first class, second class, third class, up to fourth class. And then fifth class, sixth class, that is automatically there. The first class men, there must be, at least in the society, an ideal class of men. And that is one who is trained up for controlling the mind, the controlling the senses, very clean, truthful, tolerant, simplicity, full of knowledge, practical application of knowledge in life, and full faith in God. This is first class.
Will this college be quite different from our conventional college, which has a great emphasis on athletics, winning football teams?
Education, a highly educated man does not require athletics. He requires good brain. Just like high court judge, he requires a good brain, not a big gigantic body.
Srila Prabhupada, what is the significance of the chant which everyone who has been around the Hare Krishna movement has heard? What is the significance of chanting Hare Krishna?
Chanting means the holy name of the Lord. The Lord is absolute. His name is not different from Him. So if you chant properly or improperly, then immediately you be in touch with God. And as you become in touch with God, you become purified. So as you become purified, you know, actually you can see perfectly what is the aim of your life, how the human form of life should be utilized. These things will be revealed. This is the process of chanting. Try to understand, chanting the holy name of the Lord, when the name of the Lord and the Lord, God, is not different. Just like the sun and the sun sign is not different. Wherever there is sun, or wherever the sun may be 93 million miles away from us, but by the sun sign we can appreciate sun. Similarly, God may be long, long away from us, but if we chant His holy name, immediately we become in contact with Him. This is the purpose of chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Srila Prabhupada, one specimen wanted to know, what is this Rath Yatra festival? Why is it going on over here in the Western world?
Well, that is the mistake. If God is the proprietor of everything, He is also proprietor of the Western world. Is there any dispute? If we say God is the proprietor of the Western world, what is wrong there? Is there anything wrong? We'll answer this. So, if the Western world has forgotten God and He comes to remind him, where is the wrong?
Is that the significance then of the festival, to remind people of God?
Yes. This is the significance. What are the Jagannath. Jagannath, Jagat means the whole universe. And Nath means the Lord or the proprietor. Large karma, God is very great, He requires very great car. Why should He go in a small car?
One question. We'd like to know, why is it that the children are separated from their parents and sent to Gurukula?
And what is the benefit of remaining with the parents to become hippies? For training, we are trying to train first-class men. So if from the very beginning of life one is trained, that is the Vedic civilization. Komano acharit praga dharman bhagavataniha. One should be trained up to become God conscious from the very beginning of life. Komaro. Komaro means after 5 years. Up to 5 years, the children may have all freedom. Whatever he likes, he may do. But when he is 5 years old, he must be under training. That is the old system. Gurukul means to send the boy, especially boy, not the girl, to be trained up at the place of the spiritual master or teacher. Just like what is the public school, they also small send their small children to the public school. Montessori, what is that?
Montessori school.
Yeah, the small children are trained up. It is something like that.
How will Krishna consciousness affect all the religions and politics of the world at this time?
The thing is that any system you take without God consciousness, it is zero. Just like hundreds and thousands of zeros, if you put together, the value is zero. But if you put one, the value increases immediately. That one is God. So either in politics or in sociology or philosophy, religion, everywhere, if there is no God sense, it is all zero. That is going on. Therefore, despite all advancement of education, economic development, people are in chaotic condition, they are not satisfied, and everything is being tried to make it very nice. The United Nations is there working for the last 30 years, but there is no solution because it is all zero without God. Bring God, and everything will be nice. Take any question, just like economic question, that is now very acute, especially in our country. Now, the God says that your economic problem will be solved like this. What is that? Annad bhavanti bhutani. You produce sufficient quantity of food grains. Annad bhavanti bhutani. Then both the animals and man will sufficiently eat and they will be satisfied. What is wrong there? You must have sufficient food. Then, annad bhavanti bhutani, and anna producing anna, you require cloud in the sky, and that is produced by yajna, so one after another. So people must be satisfied, first of all, by eating sumptuously. So instead of producing food grains, we are very much busy for producing motor tires. So motor tire will not make the hungry people satisfied. So everything is there, practical, whatever is advised in the Bhagavad Gita.
One more question before we break for prasada. That is, why do we practice bhakti yoga instead of jnana yoga?
Jnana yoga is helping bhakti yoga. But bhakti yoga is not dependent on jnana yoga. So therefore we are giving directly jnana yoga.
Is there any last questions we have?